tell you about Mike Tice. Mike Tice now knows what's wrong with biking. That's right. During team meeting, he made a big mistake. He forgot to tell them the team with the highest score wins. I got to go take a lozenge. Good night, and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Hey, we welcome Ashley Simpson. We've been wanting to have her back on the show. We haven't seen you in quite a while, and you look really nice. I got to ask you, what do you do when you're not busy practicing your lip syncing?
You know, for me, I get bored and I go to the dye bottle and I start coloring my hair.
The interview that never was.
An employee called 911. Now she's been charged with child abuse. Abuse. Now she's been child. And she should have been charged with it. She deserved it. Child abuser. The Buddha Stacy. Who's the jacked up person anyway?
It's you!
The jacked up person of the day!
We're going to try an international monologue with Yenny. Hi, Yenny.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty darn good. Now, here's joke number one of our international monologue.
Amor, abogados tienen un caso contra Saddam Hussein por crímenes de guerra.
La ha, ha, ha. Okay, Moon, you do it.
That was a good one.
You do it.
I love that.
That was funny.
Prosecutors, of course, are building this big case against Saddam Hussein for war crimes. But Saddam has a great alibi. He said he was out getting hamburgers with Kato Kaelin.
I think she was probably funnier.
I think so, too.
I have a quick Paula Cole story, if you wouldn't mind.
All right.
You got to admit, the lady can sing. She's an intense talent.
Mm-hmm.
She also had armpit hair that was around 4 inches in length that you could have easily used some kind of product on, some kind of a gel or possibly a...
Why didn't you braid it for her?
A detangler, maybe. But
it's funny how the first time I heard this story, the hair was 2 inches. A few minutes ago, it was three. Now it's four.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about ServiceMagic.com and all the stuff they can do. Sean Mullins is here. You got a jingle for him?
ServiceMagic.com.
Some men have no ambition, no schedule, no goals. He is that man. He's gone, but he leaves behind something in the air.
Oh my God, what is that?
Smells like unwashed hair.
New for the holiday season, Moon Unkempt by Cody.
Now available at Walgreens. Side effects include a burning sensation in all your coworkers.
You'll hear the most recognizable parts of some of the most recognizable songs that Moon sort of knows.
Break it down. Ba-pow. Here we go. Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Moon Moments, Moon Sings the Hits, available online.
Yeah, 95.
Okay, Dave Dahl's got a forecast.
I always work better when I don't have a clue, Dave.
That's every, all the time, though.
Pretty much.
That's pretty good.
And we can count on you even after this show's over in case severe weather craps up.
Pardon? Say it again?
Craps up.
Yeah.
Or crops up.
Crops up. If it crops up, I wanted you to say it again. I couldn't believe that I heard that.
It's time to play some football, a huge sensational, first and makeable, Vikings national, celebrational. This is why we watch the game football.
Get up, first down, purple hands up to the sound. Watch the Packers hit the ground.
Vikings rock, they're gonna win tonight. Crush the Packers and it feels so right.
Every day moon shuffling.
Tonight, Stacy's young. And you know there's no one smarter. Fish needs to harter and to bite.
Introduce myself as Moon. She said, you're a liar. It's time to eat. I smell a treat. It smells like it's on fire. In the other room, I heard, Moon, you're the king. I said, you be my queen if you know what I mean, but we need to eat a mild thing. That's right, a mild thing.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance.
Bruno's on KSR at night. Yep, yep. 95. Pizza Pots, Beer and Wings. And current temp, 66.
Oh, are you gonna sneeze? Oh, yeah! Well, you couldn't turn your mic off first.
Moon and Stacy, today's variety from Q-Tape. Yeah. My testicles hurt.
Oh.
My testicles hurt. My wiener.
It sounded like you guys were talking about Michelle Obama's boobs, but it turned out to be boots.
Oh, you thought we were talking about her chest, hey?
Totally wrong timing.
Well, that conversation's coming up later. Ding, 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 ding.
Northbound at County Road. See, what was that?
What
was that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I bit my tongue right before the show, Stacey.
Oh, no.
Because I bit it hard. There's a chunk out.
What were you doing?
Eating Chick-fil-A on the road.
Oh, no.
When we were out at the State Fair booth meeting people, I didn't know I had a nasal hair going straight out. So then Julie had noticed it. And then Grant said, can you come with me? And so then I go with Grant in the back room of our booth. He's like, dude, you have a nasal hair. It's like a unicorn, straight out. And then he pulled out my nasal hair.
Oh, my God, you are a prince.
We're playing What's in Moon's Phone Port. Faye from St. Croix, what you got?
Is it lint?
It's belly button lint.
Ew!
Dave Dahl's had it. I saw it the other day.
I'm going to throw up a little bit.
I know. I don't know why.
You alarm me now. Talk about... Take those pictures down, check it out.
I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis quite a while ago, and the reason I'm putting this on the show right now is because it's getting pretty noticeable when you see me at personal appearances and stuff like that. But, you know, I wanted people that listen to our show to kind of know about this, because we hope that you consider Stacy and I part of your family. People really don't understand MS. It's kind of an unpredictable thing. I do know I'm the only guy in this state that, to the best of my knowledge, that has a handicap plate on their motorcycle.
Which is true, I know.
I want to take just a second to thank all the people in my life for taking care of me.
There goes my hero. Watch him as he goes.
I even thought that I would broadcast live from my hospice bed, which is, I know, a little sick. Well, sometimes in life you don't get to choose what goes on, and my health is now making my decisions for me. And for the last 14 years, this thing has taken things away from me that I love, like dancing with my wife and playing with my kids and stuff. But I just kept coming back, and I got to play Radio Star. And I'm so damn glad I did. The only other thing I have to say during this probably now 4-minute announcement is KS95!